The Scotty K Show on US 99.
Tara, let me tell you what happened, okay?
Sure.
So I put this on the whole story. There's a whole video of this happening on our Instagram too at US 99 Chicago. But Thomas Rhett broke his foot right during a performance. So he went and did a surprise performance with this like Christian artist, but he was sitting in the stands. So he called him out. He's like, oh my God, Thomas Rhett's here. So he was walking down from the stands. And as he was walking down the stairs, he kind of tripped and stumbled, missed a step. And he kind of twisted his ankle, went all the way up, performed on the stage. You can see him hopping around on one foot. The man broke his foot and continued on.
That definitely sounds like something I would do.
I did almost that exact same thing. And in front of so many people, I was actually hosting or emceeing a Susan G. Komen walk. And there was about 15,000 people in front of me. And there was a stage, and then there was a fence, and then there was like these risers down below on the ground. And I was like, oh, I'm going to jump off the stage over the fence onto the riser, and it's going to be epic. People are going to love it. And they did love it. I didn't love it so much because I did just that as I hit like the corner and I busted my ankle, but popped up real quick like nothing happened and people were cheering because they thought it was cool. And then I just kind of had to finish emceeing from one spot without moving. You've never gotten injured and then had to like push through and continue through something?
It was when I was a kid though. I slipped on a cooling rack.
Why was there a cooling rack on the floor?
It's a really long story. I had just cleaned the kitchen. My brother was chasing after me. He opened the cabinet door. The cooling rack slipped out on lap two. I slipped on it.
This is chaotic.
Twisted my ankle, and it was so swollen. And my mom got home, and she's like, well, you're the idiot who did it. I'm not taking you to the hospital. And I'm like, but it hurts really bad. And she's like, too bad.
Dang.
You'll learn your lesson.
Dang, she didn't even take you to the hospital?
Nope, she sure didn't.
Dang, so you just had to like continue on with your life. It wasn't even just continue on with your night or a performance. You just had to continue on with your life.
The whole life.
All right, Katie, so what was the time you got injured, but you had to just keep going? You had to muscle through.
So I'm a nurse in an emergency room, and I knocked a computer off the wall into my face, and I had to have my face glued shut, but I had to continue on with my shift.
You had to have your face glued shut, like the wound?
And right under my eye, it got black and blue, like instantly.
Oh my God. And then of course you had to finish your shift because you're a nurse and that's what you guys do. And that's the expectation of you in healthcare. Your health doesn't matter.
Exactly.
You're like, that's why you listen to your nurse. Otherwise you end up like, like the other guy. Thank you for calling. Hey, Sarah, what happened? You got injured, had to keep going. What?
I was in the middle of teaching a math class at kindergarten. I rolled over on my foot. It ended up all bruised and swollen, but I had to keep right on teaching. I couldn't stop doing anything, and I had to get through the whole day. I was limping around. Ugh. I actually still am limping, like for a week.
Ugh. Did you say you're still limping right now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So this is fresh. This is bruised still.
It happened last week.
Oh,
yes,
God.
Last week.
Yeah. Well, like, what are you going to do? Call a sub?
I couldn't even do that. Nope.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, I couldn't. Thank you for calling. Laura, you got injured, had to keep going through something, huh?
I did. We were on vacation in Turkey, and we were hiking on a tour, and I slipped and fell, and I jumped up right away because I was embarrassed. We were in a tour group, and my knee was just swelling already and swollen, but I was afraid to go to a hospital in Turkey.
Right.
You know,
you might end up with hair transplants or something.
Yeah, exactly. So I walked on it for 10 more days of vacation. And then when we got back to Chicago, I found out that I had actually broken my knee.
Oh, my God. You broke your knee? That has got to be so painful. Yeah. You're like, are you sure you're okay? Your leg is over there.
Exactly.